Celebrating 10 years of independent film from around the world, the 10th annual Southside Film Festival starts this evening at 6 p.m. with an opening night party at the Comfort Suites in South Bethlehem, where there'll be food and a slideshow of 10 years of festival history. Following that, the opening night movie at Broggle Middle School at 8 p.m. is Good Old Frida. Frida Kelly was just a shy Liverpudlian teenager when she was asked to work for a local band, hoping to make it big. Though she had no concept of how far they would go, Frida had faith in the Beatles, and from the beginning, the Beatles had faith in her. In Good Old Frida, Frida tells her stories for the first time in 50 years, one of the few documentaries with the support of the living Beatles, and features original Beatles music. The film offers an insider's perspective on the beloved band that changed the world of music. I got to sit down with some of the members of the Southside Film Festival's board a little bit earlier to talk about the new festival. We spoke with Glenn Kohler, who's the new director, Ben Bartolan, who's the chief film wrangler, and we started by speaking to Jeff Vaklovic, board president.
When the festival's done, we start thinking about the next one. You know, it's nobody's full-time job, but we're always working on it in some way or another as far as looking at films and getting ideas. And, you know, Benny's always scouting films for us, thinking about new sponsors and things like that. So it's kind of a, I guess it's a passion.
What also supports that year-round thing is that you do those wonderful third Thursday of the month films.
Past year, we didn't do quite as many of the third Thursdays. Glenn's been working on a couple of films coming up that sound really interesting, and we're going to kind of get back to it on a more regular basis than we did this past year.
Yeah, we've got a few lined up for after the festival that we're working on, so that as soon as the festival ends, everybody doesn't forget us till next year.
Glenn Kohler.
Keep us in the mind. We've got a few environmental documentaries that we're working on and some things for the family. Keep the juice going all year long. I started out at the festival, I believe it was just doing public affairs things, helping out on the Twitter and things. From there, they asked me, oh, hey, you should be on the jury and help us review the films. They said, oh, you're always around anyways, so why don't you get on the board of directors? I said, okay. And then last year, Graham said he was stepping down, and they asked me to step up, and that was actually quite a surprise to me, but I accepted it with open arms.
Good fit, though?
Absolutely. He's done an excellent job.
Definitely been a learning experience and a big learning curve. It's been an eye-opening experience.
How so?
It's taken up a lot of time and a lot of effort. I think we put together a good festival this year. And
I've acquired the title of Chief Film Wrangler. I've gone to film festivals, I wouldn't say around the world yet, but maybe next year.
Ben Bartolan, Chief Film Wrangler.
I've gone to Sundance, I've been to Toronto's Film Festival, I've been to Santa Barbara's Film Festival, I've been to Tribeca. Just looking at films, trying to acquire films for our festival. We've gotten several for this year from Sundance and South by Southwest and all over the globe.
So you spend a lot of the time the year going to other festivals with your eye open, or at least thinking about other festivals?
Sometimes it's kind of daunting. Sometimes I'm just looking at programs. I haven't been to South by Southwest yet, but I was actually intrigued by their program. So I was paging through their program, and ones that caught my eye or thought might be a good fit for us. There's all different types of films this year again, from shorts to features to kids' movies.
That's one of the things I really love about this festival is the short features, because you went to a movie, you got a cartoon, you got maybe a newsreel, but you got a cartoon, right, and you got a short feature. And there were some outstanding short features. Now, unfortunately, in the commercial medium, they've really fallen by the wayside. So it's nice that there are festivals and people that really value the idea of a great 8-minute film. And I know from past experiences, there's a dozen at least.
My favorite, I will never forget. 9-minute documentary. It seems like some of my favorites are always 9 minutes long. We have one this year called Pulling Teeth, which is fantastic. It's two local filmmakers, Steve Abraziz and Jennifer Suek. It's about a horse dentist, a guy who's been doing it for, I think, 40 years. John Baker, I believe,
very,
is his name.
Yeah, John Baker's the name. He's been doing it for
and
a very long time.
The filmmaker's going to be here. The dentist is going to be here. I don't think any horses are coming. He might bring his dog, who's in the film. But it's an amazing little film, and it's one of those that, you know, our founder, Graham Stanford, his kind of guiding principle all along for choosing films was the ability to tell a story. And that's always been our jury's mission, is find a good story. It doesn't matter what the production quality is necessarily. People can tell a story in 9 minutes. It always amazes me that they can tell this fully fleshed out story in such a short period of time. Mm-hmm. And some people can't do it in 2 hours' time. They can't find that story and really edit it down to what it should be. I have a great appreciation for the shorts. This year, I think we have 6 blocks of shorts this year, which is the most we've ever had.
And this year, we've done an animated block, which we haven't done in a while. All the other festivals I've been to, such as Sundance and Santa Barbara, they all have animated block, and I said I really want to bring back the animated block because it brings a great audience. It's a lot of fun, the animated block. It's all different types of media. It's just always interesting.
The short feature block, it's just the idea of, I mean, even if you're sitting there and maybe this film isn't quite for you, you know, 5 minutes later it's like dim sum. It's like a nice smorgasbord. Yeah. You know maybe the next one is going to be the flavor that's right up your alley, and you're going to be one of the people outside talking about it once they're over.
I think it's amazing.
Often from all over the world. And they're talking to each other.
None of these are Hollywood films or anything that you're going to see at the multiplex necessarily.
From the crowds I've seen too, some of the short films are like some of our most popular.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely.
So it's amazing.
Yeah, there were people who tell me year round, I can't wait for the shorts box. What do you have this year for shorts? It just generates this buzz.
The 10th annual Southside Film Festival begins this evening with a screening of Good Old Frida at Brago Middle School, and the festival runs through this Saturday evening. For complete festival information, ssff.org. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.